Hey guys, it's that time again. Our monthly wisdom with Miss T. And today we're going to be talking about how to get your students back to learning, back on their schedule, their routine, back in your class. So she has a lot of great tips. So you won't want to miss it. So listen in. And if you're able to, you can check the video out on YouTube as well. And before you go, please leave a review, 5-star rating, wherever you're listening. I would truly appreciate that. Also, don't forget to join my Facebook group where we have lots of amazing educators over there. And if you need your behavior questions answered, I am here for you. If you are struggling with a student and you've tried a strategy and that's not working, whatever it is, like, I would love to be able to help you and connect with you there. So I still have room for 3 more free calls this month. So check out the bit.ly link in the show notes. Welcome to Behavior Strategies for Class. I am Diane Bachman, your behavior paraprofessional with over 15 years of experience working in special education. And I'm so glad you're here because I'll be teaching you about social-emotional learning, behavior strategies, trauma-informed care, and more. So if you are tired of being frustrated and not knowing what to do with your students who have challenging and disruptive behavior, you're in the right place. Now, if you're ready to become more equipped to help your students learn and grow, let's listen in to today's episode. Welcome back, guys. Behavior Strategies for Class. And we have our awesome Miss T with us today to give her monthly wisdom. And we are going to talk about getting your students back in the swing of things. So I will turn it over to you, Miss T.
All right. Well, hello, everyone. And thank you again for having me with our monthly chats.
Of course.
Yeah, so like we were talking about, how do you come back from Christmas break and what are some things you can do to get your class back in the groove? Because I know we all know what it feels like to come back after the break. It goes way too fast and you're not ready. And there's so much, you know, you wanted to do over break that you didn't get done. But how do you get your kids ready to be back in school? Because I'll be honest, this happened in my household. No routine. You know, we were waking up at 9 a.m., 10 a.m., you know, we're staying up late watching movies, you know, we don't have a routine. And so you probably a lot of kids who are coming back to school from break have had similar, you know, household things where there's no routine. They've kind of gotten to, you know, do what they want. A lot of playtime, not so much schoolwork and stuff like that. Or they probably traveled a lot, which also, you know, really messes with routine and stuff like that. So what are things that we can do in the classroom to help those kids get back on track? And I think the number one thing is, you know, review your classroom expectations. Treat it like it's August, like it's the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. You know, review all of those classroom expectations. And if you have that classroom like reward system, reward heavily for any of those expected behaviors being demonstrated, because that's just going to reinforce that, you know, behavior and classroom expectations. But it also gives the kids a good reminder, because, you know, you think about how much they regress over summer break, you know, not necessarily regress, but, you know, how much they need time to kind of catch up and recruit some of those skills. It's the same with winter break, too. Like, we have that same loss of, you know, remembering what the expectations are. And, you know, and everyone's so excited to come back and, you know, talk about what they did over Christmas and things like that. So, again, reviewing those behaviors and expectations is going to be huge. But then also heavily rewarding those as well, using your, you know, classroom point system or whatever you have. And I think another important thing too is finding ways to like slow your classroom down, because mm-hmm. we get back into school and it feels so rush. Mm-hmm. And I think kids have a hard time with that, right? Because they haven't had structure and routine over the break. And now it's like, you want me to go get my reading bin and be back in my seat in a minute? not happening. Like, it's probably going to take me 3 minutes, if not five, so finding ways to slow your classroom down. And I know it's hard because there's, that pressure of you have to like meet all these academic goals for your kids, and you have to make sure they're CMAS ready, like, and things like that. And so I think, finding ways throughout the day to just somehow incorporate just some calm down periods and just really slowing things down is going to be huge for those classroom teachers. And again, too, it's you may have kids who've, over break, because we have those kids that don't want to go home for Christmas break. Like, school is their safe space, and so for them to be coming back, there's probably going to be like our one friend, him coming back was always tough, just getting back into the routine and the expectations and stuff like that, and just adjusting to that comfort level again. But I think those two biggest things are reviewing, your classroom routine and expectations, and then rewarding heavily, and just finding a way to like really slow down the classroom is going to be huge. And it just reminds me of this classroom that I went into last year to do a classroom observation. And I can't remember how many students she had in the class, probably like 20 students in the class. So not as large as we have seen, but a fairly large class size. And I don't know how she did it, but it was like the calm, it was like a second grade classroom. And it was like the calmest second grade classroom I had ever been in. Like, she had just found a way to like move things in through her classroom so like slowly and with purpose, and like all of the kids were calm. Like, it was incredible. And I should have talked to her more about it and found out how she did that, but I do know lights were very low, if not almost all the way off. And just like lamps is a huge one, which is crazy to think about, just how much lighting can affect the energy of your space. But yeah, it's like the lighting was very low, and she was just her voice was so calm too. Like, even if she was giving a redirect, she was so calm. And that was just, I like afterwards I did the observation. I was like, I got to give you kudos, because that was your classroom management, like, is incredible. Like, the kids knew their job, they knew their roles, they knew what to expect. And I just, like, if I could take that and like show every teacher that classroom, I was like, wow, this is, I was like, I want to be a student in this classroom, because it felt so good.
That's so true. Like, I agree. The teacher's attitude, their demeanor, their energy makes such a big difference on how the students react. Because if you're constantly stressed out and overwhelmed, which I get, of course, that's totally normal. But reflecting that on the kids just makes everybody so anxious. And I know you've been to classrooms where you feel that. You just walk in, you're like, oh man. Like, you can feel the total opposite of having a calm, chill room, but still getting things done, because she obviously is able to connect with them as well, but also her whole demeanor. Like, that's amazing. That's awesome. So, one other question I would say is, how do you feel about having either like a morning meeting or an end of day meeting? Because, like you said, everybody wants to come back and share everything that they did over their break. And granted, we can't sit there for 2 hours letting everybody share for 20 minutes, but I think being able to give them a chance to like chat it up and share a little bit will kind of alleviate that, I think, crazy excitement. What are your thoughts?
Oh, no, absolutely. I think that's a great idea. And if you can somehow like even structure it, so like maybe that's parts of your day where you're taking the time to slow down and let different groups of kids share with the whole class, about Christmas and what they did and what they liked and stuff like that. That way you're, giving a reasonable amount of time to each student to share a little bit. But no, I think that's a wonderful idea. And maybe that first day back looks a little different, so you take that time to review behaviors and expectations, but you're also taking the time to let each student share what they did over break or what they got or whatever. But I think that's a great idea because then you're still allowing for that to happen. And it's, you're not like, nope, we have to go right back to work. We can't talk about Christmas at all. It's over.
I just feel like they do. They have so much to share and they want to be able to tell you about it. But obviously finding that time and place, like you said, maybe it's one table at a time can share, and however, works in their classroom, I think is a great idea to help with that.
Yeah. I mean, in most classrooms I have been in, at least at the elementary level, they have that morning meeting piece where they, review the day and stuff like that, which is, I think, a wonderful idea. And they do take some of that time to have like share good news or stuff like that, and students get to share. And even in one of the middle schools I'm in now, they still, the morning classroom teacher like takes the time to like do a check-in with the kids and do good news and stuff like that. And I know some of the afternoon classes do that too, but I think that's a great idea. It just builds so much more connection and creates a more welcoming environment, I feel like. So it's not so much like you're just here to learn and we don't, care about what's going on outside of your life.
So true, because it does. It really comes back to connection. And how are you going to get your students more engaged and excited to learn and ready to focus in? But when you take time showing that you care about them as a person, not only as, a student, I think makes huge bounds for them as a student as well as a person. So definitely connection again is huge for your students.
And I think it's important for us to touch on too, like they, people hear us talk all the time about classroom routine and reviewing expectations and, why routine is important and why is it important that I have my schedule on the board and stuff like that. And I think it's important to like kind of explain like why it is important for kids. It's predictability, right? Like if kids know what's coming next, they're able to handle it. Even with my own younger two this week, like I'm like, man, like I can tell how important routine is because when they do not know what's coming next or what's happening next, it's a nightmare. Like they've been fighting constantly all week. And so I'm like, okay, this is why routine is so important. And like being in a school psych, you know why routine is important. You know it's to encourage that predictability piece so kids can, be able to regulate themselves for what's coming. So like if they know, oh, I have PE this afternoon and I'm not a big fan of PE, but if I know it's coming, I can get prepared for it. Or like, our kids with autism who struggle with fire drills, like we prep them for it so that they can be prepared. And so when we talk about, like reviewing routine and making sure that your routine is the same and stuff like that, like I mean, think about yourself as an adult when your routine is different. Like, my work setting is a little different now, but even my kids being home from school, like my routine is off and I'm like, I am just all over the place. Like, and so I think if, you as an adult who are working in a classroom, like think about how important routine is for you, it's like probably 10 times more important for those students to know what's coming next because predictability is so important for them. Because I think it also helps and encourages them to feel safe too. Like if I know what's coming next, I know that like this is a good place for me. But yeah, I think, just touching on why it's important to have routine and expectations, it's predictability, so kids know what to expect.
Yeah, I totally agree. And that also brings up that transition time. I think, you said before, slow it down. And when they can see what's coming next, then it takes away some of their frustrations of like, well, crap, I didn't know this or I didn't know that. I didn't, well, it's on the board and, I've given you a few minutes or whatever it is, giving that transition time, I think definitely helps as well. And just reminding them, even finishing an assignment, I know a lot of teachers now use timers. And I know sometimes too, those can be very stressful, especially with some of our kids that have autism, because they want to finish it. They know what needs to be done. And, having that timer go off and they're not done, it's not a good thing. And hopefully my other dog doesn't start barking right now. But You can hear the other one because my husband's home. But yeah, I think definitely giving a little more grace in that transition period will make a huge difference as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially like that whole like probably first week back at school, especially if your students are coming back on a Monday, like lots of grace, because I just think it's so hard going from, no structure, no routine, for like 2, 2.5 weeks, and then
Yeah.
expecting kids to be able to like make a whole week of school. I'm like, I don't know about you, but like to come back as a teacher the first full week of school, I'm like, I am struggling by Wednesday. Like, oh my
Yeah,
gosh.
for sure.
But yeah, so definitely just finding ways to incorporate just slowing it down, and like maybe you get an extra recess for your class. Like I don't like I know it, again, it cuts into those academic minutes and you get into all that logistical stuff, but at the same time, it's like if you don't take that extra time to like reset everyone and get everyone on the same page, you're gonna lose that academic time anyway, and probably more so because you tried to rush it and you tried to push it, and you're gonna deal with more dysregulated classrooms and like more like lengthy transitions because you didn't take that time in the beginning to like reset your class.
I totally agree. Or even, do a go noodle, do a movement break, any type of we've used like yoga cards before. And, pulling out like a few of those and just doing that, with your class, doing the go noodle for a few minutes. There's definitely all kinds of ways that you can do that that movement break that will help as well. Do that reset, whether or not you can go outside for recess. Excuse me, but definitely you get a feel of your classroom. You can tell when everyone's getting fidgety and they're like, all right, like they got to get up and move because, like you said, they've been used to getting up and doing what they need to do, or they're hungry and they're going to go eat, or they're, So just getting back to that focus time, I think is great to be able to give them that extra movement time as well.
And I also think too, like maybe that first 2 weeks back, you cut back on the homework, like no homework for the first 2, 3 weeks. Like, let's just get back into getting our work done in class. If it doesn't get done in class, it's okay. We'll save it for the next day, whatever. Don't be sending stuff home, because chances are, these kids are going to be exhausted by the end of the day. You send it home, it's either not going to get done, or it's going to spark, a huge debate or dysregulation at home. Again, it's still not going to get done, or whatever. But I also think, being in terms of like just having grace with that too. And like, I mean, I am on like a little soapbox about that, but there's been so much research that shows that homework does not work. So, if you just want to cut homework altogether, I am all for that. But
Right.
if you are in that position where you feel like you have to give homework, I would say, at least that first 2 weeks back, like just, give the kids some grace, and yourself, because you don't want to grade homework. So like, why would you, why,
Right,
you know, like,
exactly. Give yourself more work.
yeah, exactly. But yeah, I think, coming back from break, it's just all about, like, again, reviewing the routine, reviewing the expectations, but, being happy to see your kids and like, setting up them up for success for the rest of the school year, and taking that time to talk about Christmas, and maybe you even take time to talk about what the rest of the year looks like. For your older students, like third, fourth, fifth grade, obviously middle school and high school, they kind of already get the routine. They know what the rest of the year is going to look like. But for your older, younger grades, talk about what the rest of the year looks like. Like, hey, we have this coming up in February. This is what March is going to look like. Like, we don't have that much time actually left. We're
Yeah.
halfway through, And so what does that look like for us and for our class? And what are we, maybe you even like establish some goals for your classroom. Like, what do we as a class want to accomplish? Not necessarily like New Year's resolutions, because I think if you want to achieve something, you can start at any time you want. But, just like for your class, what do we want to accomplish as a class with our time left together? I think, is something maybe to touch on with them too, and get them kind of in more in that mindset of like, okay, I'm here to accomplish these things, like more like growth mindset, like how can we grow in the last half of the year?
Yeah, that's great because that also gives them another buy-in to being there. And again, back to connection, connecting them together as a class, as a family, away from home, and giving them that voice, is huge, I think, as well. Well, I think those are awesome and great, and I hope that you guys will put some of these, if not all of these, into place to save yourself, really, to make it through the next few weeks. Like you said, getting us, the adults, back into the swing of things as well and the routine. Any closing thoughts, Miss T?
Just the second half of the year is a marathon, not a sprint. So pace yourself, have some grace, and just if you feel like your class needs a time to slow down, just slow them down. That's all I can say is because it's going to benefit you as well. And you can only, teach as well as you feel, right? And so if you feel exhausted and overwhelmed and stuff, you're not going to be able to teach that well. So it's like that
Right.
one saying, you can't give from an empty cup. So like make sure that you're doing enough for you and your classroom to fill that cup so that you can continue to like give the students what they need.
Agreed. Well, as always, awesome wisdom from you, Miss T. We totally appreciate you being here. And we will see you guys next week. Thanks so much for listening. I truly appreciate your support. And if I have encouraged you, motivated you to continue to learn, to support your students, even better, to help them strive in your classroom, please leave a review, hit that subscribe button so that others can see they can learn and grow here as well. Thank you. Quick reminder before you go, join my Facebook group, Behavior Strategies for Class, leave a review, and please sign up for a free call. I would love to chat with you over there. The bit.ly link is in the show notes. Thanks so much, guys.